From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Returns from Wednesday's Dutch parliamentary election appear to show the center-right government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte fending off a challenge from the anti-European Union Party for Freedom of parliamentarian Geert Wilders. Han ten Broeke is a ruling party spokesman.
He won seats, obviously, and many other parties also won seats, and we actually lost seats. But in these difficult times, when parties are normally not rewarded for taking tough measures, I think the message that can be drawn from this election is a different one. The message is actually that responsible leadership can actually pay off. And I think tonight has proven that people want our prime minister to stay in and stay on.
Bram Rutte is one of the millions of Dutch voters who cast ballots.
I think it's great. I think the Netherlands really gave a clear message to all the people that we don't stand for populism. We stand for liberalism. We stand for progressivism. I think that the Netherlands wants to keep on going. We're out of the crisis.
Voter turnout 81%, the highest in 30 years. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker hailing the vote as one against extremists and a vote for Europe. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited Somalia Wednesday, meeting with the new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, and pledging aid to combat the effects of a deepening drought.
It's a shame it's that you're facing the problems that you are, particularly, of course, the drought and the risk of starvation that we're now facing, though I think that we are moving fast to try to tackle that.
More than 6 million Somalis, about half the population, are in need of aid. In Kenya, at least 13 killed in violence related to a drought. This is VOA News. Hours before President Donald Trump's revised travel ban was set to go into force, a U.S. federal judge in Hawaii issued a temporary emergency halt to its implementation. The temporary ban is aimed at allowing for standards of scrutiny to be put in place to allow people to enter the U.S. from 6 countries: Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Mr. Trump reacted during a rally in Nashville, Tennessee.
This new order was tailored to the dictates of the Ninth Circuit's, in my opinion, flawed ruling. This is, in the opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach.
The judge's decision was in response to a lawsuit filed by the state of Hawaii, which argued the March 6th executive order discriminates against Muslims. Mr. Trump has vowed to take the case to the Supreme Court. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Japan on the first leg of a 3-nation trip to Asia, designed to reassure allies and discuss ways to counter growing nuclear and missile threats from North Korea. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday did not expect any concrete policy changes from these meetings.
I wouldn't predict that there's going to be concrete action out of his trip. I think this is a chance for him to have a lot of substantive, hard discussions with our allies and partners about possible next steps. Again, recognizing that the threat of North Korea, frankly, is only growing stronger.
Tillerson travels Friday to South Korea. The final leg of the trip is China, where his chief objective is meeting with President Xi Jinping to lay the groundwork for a possible U.S.-China summit in the state of Florida next month. Tensions between Turkey and European nations continued Wednesday, with Germany saying it reserves the right to impose entry bans on Turkish officials hoping to campaign in that country for next month's constitutional referendum, giving President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. Ankara imposed diplomatic sanctions on the Netherlands over the dispute, which Mr. Erdogan likened to Nazi-style tactics. The Turkish leader has threatened to cancel a migrant readmission agreement with the European Union, a deal aimed at easing the continent's migration crisis. 2 separate suicide attackers blew themselves up Wednesday at different locations in Damascus, killing at least 31, wounding dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Ethiopia raised the death toll from Saturday's landfill collapse to 113 as the government observes 3 days of national mourning. At least 80 others are still missing. Former Indiana Senator Dan Coats Wednesday won Senate confirmation as President Trump's National Intelligence Director. The Senate cleared the 73-year-old Coats on an 85-12 vote. He's the 5th person to hold the post since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.